Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my co-host, Joe Truini. And you know what? You're at the right place right now to pick up some of the most current home improvement information that you'll get anywhere. We're going to have a little fun. We're going to read some emails. We're going to talk to people all over the country. And I guarantee you, you spend a little time with us, we'll provide you some information that you can use at your house right away. Hey, one thing we talk about quite a bit, and it is a problematic part of the home, a chimney. The chimney can be a lot of problems. It can be dangerous. It can leak. We're going to talk to a homeowner about that. Joe, it seems like every couple of weeks we have someone that's challenged with a leak around their chimney.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with it now that it's spring. You know, the winter's over in most parts of the country, and the roof has been exposed after a long, tough winter, and sometimes you start discovering leaks because it's raining more often. And also, if a chimney pokes through the roof, it's much more problematic than if it's against the side of the building, because often, you know, you'll see a chimney against the side of the building. It's not going straight through the roof. Around here, I live in Connecticut and New England, almost all of them, and some houses have two chimneys going straight through the roof. So, yeah, those are problem areas, but there are ways to fix it.
That's right, exactly. We'll give a few things. If you're experiencing that kind of problem, we'll give you a few things that you need to check on. Another thing that's very important appliance around your home is your water heater, but they work really, really hard all year long to provide you that warm water. We're so, you know, we're so used to it and so spoiled by it that, boy, if something happens with that piece of equipment, everybody panics in the house.
Yeah, it's almost like a toilet. You don't really think about it as long as it works. And when the water heater stops working, that's all you can think about. So, and we've heard, you know, the average life of a water heater might be, what, Danny, 12 to 15 years. And we have people calling us saying, our water heater is 25 years old. It's giving us problems. What should we do? Like 25 years old. Wow. So, but some of them can be repaired, you know, and they're pretty simple devices, really, right? Especially the electric ones.
Hey, a little bit later in the show, too, we're going to give you an opportunity to win something for your toilet, and it's called a flush and sparkle kit. So,
flush and sparkle kit?
Flush and sparkle kit. Yes. We're giving 60 of these away. We're going to tell you about the details on that in just a little while.
If you don't call in, we're going to send it to you anyway. We got 60
right.
of these things.
I know we've got you intrigued a little bit there when you think about it. Hey, another thing, outdoor living spaces. You know, many areas of the country now starting to get, you know, warm. People starting to look out back and think, well, you know, I would really like, this is the year I really wanted to develop that outdoor space that I can have the barbecues, I can have gatherings and so forth. And Joe, we talk a lot about that too. So we have a few new things that we can share with everybody to get them started in the right direction.
Yeah, this is the time of year, right? You know, start thinking about being outside, spending more time outside. And Danny built a brand new house just a few months ago and has got a spectacular outdoor living area. And more, Danny, all these outdoor areas, they started off as little patios. And of course, people put covers on them, roofs of some sort. And it's like, well, we might as well enclose it. You know, and then, well, we're gonna be out here so much, let's start cooking out here. You know, so little by little, we might not even need the house pretty soon.
I know it. I know you see that evolution quite a bit out there. What about a simple solution for this hour, Joe? What do you have for us?
Well, some of my favorite simple solutions are ones that I just sort of make up as I'm going along in my daily life of building stuff and tearing things apart. And this one is how to use an umbrella when you're drilling holes overhead.
Oh, wow.
I won't tell you much more.
They're already excited
about the toilet gift, so I don't want to get them too excited.
I know. I got you all intrigued. And Joe, usually you're not eligible for anything we give away, but
that's correct.
Have one set aside just for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, your own little sparkle kit.
Good. I am lacking in the sparkle department, so I hear that all the time.
Well, Joe, it's still cold in a lot of areas. Actually, I went out this morning. I was going to do a little work real early here this morning.
Right.
It drove me back inside. It was 49 degrees.
Oh poor Danny.
Man.
49. It was 23 here this morning when I went out for my walk. So.
Oh, man.
Just make you feel a little better. I love the cold weather, but hey, we're almost in the middle of April. Can we warm up a little bit here?
I know it. It is time. It is time for spring. And, you know, one of the things, of course, through the pandemic, people have discovered gardening more than ever before.
Sure.
Actually, this past week was Easter. I hope everybody had a great Easter. And I did something a little different. You know, everybody came over. We had,
right.
You know, a great meal. Everything was good. And then I had set up out in the garage tools, some fertilizer, plants, and wheelbarrow and everything. I said, hey, I want to show everybody something. Come out here. And I assigned things to everybody, and then we went outside. No, I'm kidding. But
even Easter Sunday, they don't get a day off around the Lipford house.
Yeah, I often thought about that kind of thing because, you know, you have that lull, whether, you know, like Thanksgiving, and you eat, and everybody's sitting around lethargic on the couch and so forth. And I always thought, hey, let's go out and then have everything, like even maybe have names written on the certain tools, have a list there, and
You didn't write Sharon, your wife's name, on a shovel, did you?
No, I didn't.
She might clank you on the head with it.
I'll let her do the pruning, so I'll put pruning on there. But no, that. But anyway, when you think about some of the things with spring, there's a lot of things that you really need to think about. First of all, you know, look at your hardscaping, any of the concrete or steps, patio, anything like that. I'm sure.
Decks.
Decks, probably all of those may look a little neglected. Hopefully you maintain them on a regular basis and you can, just do some cleaning of it. And, speaking of decks, something we mentioned a lot, get a lot of feedback about this is using a deck brightener instead of a pressure washer, because a lot of times a deck brightener, which is just a fairly inexpensive solution that you buy in a gallon can. You can get it at the home centers, of course, like Home Depot. And you put that on, and it kind of raises, kind of pulls the debris out of the pores of the wood, opens up the pores of the wood so that any staining or sealing that you're doing will be very successful. I see a lot of people really going after that. But that's one thing I think is one of the first things to get that yard looking good outside is to get all the hardscapes looking good.
Right, and we often mention spring cleaning doesn't only happen indoors, it happens outdoors. So when you're in your gardens, you want to clean up any old dead plant debris and fallen branches, matted leaves, rake those out, especially once you start to see the bulbs pop up. And test your garden soil, Danny. How many times do we talk about that?
I know it.
In fact, what was that? I remember Chelsea mentioned there's a website you can actually go to and you send in a sample, you mail them a sample of the soil from different parts of your property, which is also important because sometimes, you know, your lawns might need a different type of amendment or fertilizer than your gardens, but you can send in a sample and they mail you back an analysis or email
That's
you
right.
back an analysis.
Yeah, and it's very easy to get. It's soilkit.com.
Yeah.
And, it's amazing. I did the four different samples here before I did any planting in my new house. And it was very surprising that one area of the yard was much different than another part of the yard. You never know over the years if people are like dumping leaves out there or the drainage and what the drainage may drift from an adjacent neighbor into your yard and that kind of thing. So I found quite a bit difference on, you know, a lot of times we do use a lot of agricultural lime to put in to raise the pH level. I only had to do that in just one little corner of my entire yard, where usually you have to do it all the time.
Right.
But here, I mean, the test showed that it was perfectly fine. The pH was good for the plants and the sod that I was putting in. So that made it a lot easier to deal with that.
Right. And it is better, Dan, to get that analysis, test the soil before you start feeding the soil, before you start adding amendments and fertilizer and everything else. Because as you discovered, you wouldn't have to fertilize your whole lawn if you don't have to, and you could cause more damage than help.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's just to put a little science in it. You know, you won't have to guess that you're doing the right thing. You know you're doing the right thing if you have that. You know, it's also a great time to spend just a little bit of your busy weekend of sharpening those tools. Man, when you get that shovel sharpened up and you, the first time you use it, you go, wow, this thing is so much better.
The first time Sharon uses that shovel you wrote her name on, she's going to be so surprised.
Like, hey, hey, baby, I sharpened that shovel up for you. So, yeah, it's really nice. Same way with pruners. You know, pruners are really not that sharp even when you get them. I mean, you know, even a brand new one needs to be sharpened just a little bit, just to take a regular file and just look at it real carefully as you're filing it and get it in a lot better shape. That way you're not tearing the limbs and the bushes that you work on. You actually a good clean cut on them. That's always important. But either way, whatever you do, however much you want to tackle some of the work outside your home, don't feel like you have to do it all at one time, but everything you do will be going in the right direction to a beautiful looking yard. Hey, we're just getting started here on today's Homeowner Radio. We've got a contest to tell you about where you can win 60 of these special kits we're telling you about. We've got a lot of other information that we're going to share with you that we always say, we know you can use it around your home and a lot of other things. Now, you can reach out to us anytime. It's very easy. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner Hotline. If you'd like to send us an email, you can do that right now or anytime at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Don't go anywhere. Get another cup of coffee. Relax. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Waiting for spring is one thing. Waiting for spring savings is another. At the Home Depot, you don't have to wait for either one. Our best prices of the season are here now, in-store, online, store-wide. Get a 40-volt battery-powered Ryobi string trimmer for just $159. And more savings on everything, from fresh paint to power blowers. You've waited long enough. Bring on spring. The Spring Savings Event, now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid through April 18th while supplies last.
Today's Homeowner and Fluid Master are kicking off Toilet Care Week because if you take care of your toilet, it will take care of you. There's nothing more annoying than a constantly running toilet. It's a common and sometimes expensive problem for homeowners. But with Fluid Master, the fix is usually simple and affordable. That's why we've created a collection of how-to videos, informative articles, and insider tips to help you diagnose and repair common toilet problems. So you can say goodbye to your leaky toilet today. Check out todayshomeowner.com/toiletcare for all the best tips.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done, and by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of.
You know, there's a lot of things here on Today's Homeowner Radio that Joe and I get excited about. And one thing for sure we get excited about is when we add a new station to our list of stations on the Today's Homeowner Radio Network. This one is in Eminence, Indiana, and it is WKYIAM 1600 and 94.1 FM.
And hello to General Manager Craig Hoffman. Thank you, Craig, for putting us on the air there. Eminence, Danny, is located in central Indiana, about 30 miles or so southwest of Indianapolis, and it is known as the highest point in central Indiana at 791 feet. Which doesn't sound very high, but in Indiana, I guess that's pretty high. And it's the popular local activities include, they have bird watching, nature tours. I think there's a lot of migration through the central part of the country there. They have a local honey farm. I've never heard it called a honey farm before, but you can actually visit honey farm, get fresh honey. And hiking along the river at Cataract Falls State Rec area. So hello to everybody in and around the central Indiana area. Give us a call if you have a home improvement question.
We certainly would love to hear from you and love to help you out with any challenges you might be having with your home. And here's how easy it is. You can go to the Today's Homeowner Hotline by calling us at 800-946-4420. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, your opportunity to give us a call, to ask us any question, comment, share with us a tip that's worked well for you in the past, and we'll share it with our over 300 stations across the country. Emails are also very welcome, and you can send us one at todayshomeowner.com/ask, and certainly remind you about all of the Facebook opportunities on the Today's Homeowner Facebook page to be able to send us messages through Facebook. So a special hello to everybody there in Eminence, Indiana. Right now, we're going to head right to Tennessee, and Brenda is on the line. Brenda, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Hello, and thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So tell us about your chimney here. It's kind of a headache for you, I understand.
Well, pretty much. And as I said in my email, the house was built in 1983, and this is a outside chimney. I mean, it's on the outside of the house. It's very tall. I have a story and a half house, so it's a pretty tall chimney. I get water in the firebox. It drips from, it seems to be coming down the chimney, and it does it when we get really heavy rains, which we got about 7 inches last Saturday night. So just a shower coming through. Normally I don't see any water in it, but if we get a, here in Tennessee, we call them frog stranglers. So if we get that, I've got to get some towels and get ready to keep the water at bay.
I understand. Yeah, that can be very, very frustrating. And it can also be quite a challenge to find a leak in a chimney. But, you know, if you haven't had luck, I know that you mentioned you've had some people look at it, but you really need a roofer, one that works on residential homes all the time, to really come out and take a look at it. They just have a way of finding those leaks, maybe better than someone that's not dealing with roofing all the time, because they're always dealing with flashing that they have to do around chimneys. But another way that, well, let me also mention, if it's leaking during a heavy rain, it may still be leaking every single time it rains, but just not showing up.
Right.
So that is still something that needs to be corrected, because I'll tell you, Brenda, I heard a few years ago a friend of mine had a chimney and didn't even know it was leaking at all, and actually water was dripping down on top of the firebox. It was a metal type insert, and it actually rusted a hole through that, and he didn't even know about it, and he's, you know, having a fire in there regularly, and actually caused a fire to take place because the embers got up through the top of the firebox into the wood framing of it and caused a pretty significant damage to the house. So it is very important that you get it inspected and get it looked at very, very carefully. But one way that I've found leaks in chimneys before is basically to get someone inside that can listen and watch for the leak as much as possible, then have someone outside take a good strong water hose and a sprayer and start spraying it right at the roof line. Just spray all around it to try to make it leak.
Uh-huh.
Then move up a foot or so and spray it all the way around and keep moving up and moving up until you're able to locate that. Just make it, you're basically forcing it to leak like that.
Mm-hmm.
So many times it'll be up on the very, very top where the cap of the chimney is. It may have gotten damaged or may have rusted and causing a little bit of water to get through there. So sometimes you can isolate it like that, and when you can make it leak, then you can isolate exactly where the repair need to be done.
Okay. Well, and like I said, I have had several people look at it, but I wondered if it has a top on it that was built, you know, to fit it. And I at one time had a flue that came out of the top. You know, of course, you got to have that. And I don't burn wood in it anymore. It has gas logs in there, and I don't even use them really because I'm going to have them taken out at some point. But he took the flue part off, the last fellow that looked at it, and just put a solid piece across the top since I'm not burning wood in it and don't have to, these are ventless logs, but it didn't help. You know, he seemed to think that was going to fix it. And I've had the flashing replaced at one time. And, you know, I wondered if it could even be coming through the mortar, if the mortar's old, and I don't know.
Well, That's one thing that certainly can happen, and that is something that you can pressure wash the outside of it and then use a clear masonry sealer that you actually can apply with a pump-up garden sprayer and just go all the way around it and give it one good coat, wait an hour, give another coat. I'd put three coats on it just since you're there and you're working on it, and that will that'll check one more box off of what it could possibly be. And also, to make it more complicated, a lot of times with chimneys, there may be a small hole in your shingles up the roof a little bit from the chimney, and the water's getting in there like a valley or anything along those lines, and then running down to the chimney. So that makes it even harder. But with that water testing, and when I say listen to it, a lot of times you'll hear that water dripping on the top of that firebox, and that'll even if you can't see the water, you can hear it, and that'll be an indication of where that water's coming in.
Okay. Well, we'll try to give that. I'm located about halfway between Nashville and Memphis, and there's some certified chimney people, doctors, whatever, that I've contacted in those areas, and they're like, we don't come that far.
That's a shame. We'll keep asking around some friends and so forth that have that get their chimneys clean. Somebody around there can take care of that, and that way you can get everything clean, get it inspected, and hopefully mm-hmm. they can find the leak, or you can have a roofer do it. But it is something I would recommend you stay right on and roofer. And once you find it, that way you can relax when it's raining instead of worrying about that water coming in there.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks so much for being with us here on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. We'll talk again. Joe, it's just one of those things, like I said, if something's leaking in your house, rain is not a soothing thing to hear hitting on the top of your roof.
No, and the fact that it's dripping down into the firebox, the first place I would check is the chimney cap in that area, because that's the easiest way for the rain to get into the firebox is straight down through the flue. And she should also go up in the attic with a flashlight and take a look around to see if there's any dampness or any water staining. And if that looks perfectly dry, then you know it's not coming in through the flashing. I'd be surprised if it's the flashing, because if the flashing's bad, how's it getting inside the firebox?
Exactly, right.
So if it's not coming through the mortar joints, I would definitely check the very top and see what's going on up there.
And a lot of times when you are looking at that, I mean, it sounds crazy to have an umbrella and some binoculars, but a lot of times that water on the cap is being funneled to one particular area. Maybe it's just a little, unlevel there, and it may be sheeting across a certain part of the bricks and just forcing its way in there, or maybe that cap is not sufficiently secured or caulked, and it doesn't take but just a pinhole to cause a big problem. So hopefully Brenda will be able to get a solution to that. Hey, do you have a basement and you're thinking about changing that to living area? Well, there's several really key things pertaining to codes that you need to know, and egress is one very important part of it. We're going to talk about that and more when we come back here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, North America's leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems. And by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our Best New Product segment, brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done. If you're looking for a small portable charcoal grill that'll last more than just a season, the folks at Chargriller may have just what you need. Their portable grill is the ultimate heavy-duty charcoal grill to take along when you're tailgating, camping, or just using it in maybe some smaller spaces. In addition to the rugged construction, it features an easy-to-empty, ash pan, and it can be connected to any of the other Chargriller barrel grills and or the dual fuel grills for use as like a little side firebox to get the ultimate Texas style smoking experience. So if you're looking for versatility and durability in a small charcoal grill, this may be just the answer. Now, for more information on this Chargriller portable charcoal grill or the side box grill, log on to homedepot.com. All right.
That's pretty cool. I don't think I've ever heard of a grill that can work in unison with another grill, including a gas grill. That's pretty cool.
Boy, people are getting fancy now with all of this. We'll talk a little bit later in the show about some other grills, one of the more popular ones that's around. Hey, let's go to the hotline right now. We have a call here from Missouri.
Hi, this is Jim, Lake Ozark, Missouri. Listen to you guys on KRMS Radio in Osage Beach. So now I'm putting a new hot water heater in, and I noticed with my cold water totally shut off to the whole house, and I'm getting water up my hot water line from upstairs. There shouldn't be any water going in my house. And water coming from?
All right. Well, Jim, thanks for that call. And, well, when you have, first of all, there's a lot of water in water lines, so it may simply be that it just has not been drained out, even though you have the valve turned off. You know, you have a lot of water there, so it may be an outside water faucet. Turn that on and just drain as much of it out of there as you possibly can, because you don't want the mess that comes along with water running around while you're trying to hook up your new water heater. So that could be one thing. But, Joe, you know, every now and then when you have a valve that you don't use all the time, it can really get a lot of sediment in there that right. prevents completely cutting that water off.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. I mean, if the water to the main water valve is shut off to the whole house, then obviously this water is trapped in there. It could be pressure that's holding it in there, which is why you drain, open up all the faucets at the very lowest point in the house. It could be the downstairs, it could be the hose faucet outside, as Danny mentioned. And it will also trap pressure, so when you open those up, that will release all that pressure. But if the water's turned off, that's got to come out. Now, there are, I mean, I had an issue where I couldn't get my boiler running again after it was serviced by a maintenance technician, and there was a valve that he forgot to open. But there were like 20 valves. I couldn't find the valve.
Oh boy.
And he had to come back and he found it. So, and if you don't use a valve for a long time, they seize up. That's why you should always, it's called exercising your valves. Besides your heart valve, which you should do every day, you should exercise these valves maybe once a year. Just open them up and close them. Open them up and close them a couple times. Because if you don't use them, they'll seize, either open or close. And you won't be able to close them or open them. So I would check the valves. I can't imagine what else it would be, and to relieve that pressure and drain out that water.
You know, that reminds me when I've done a lot of plumbing over the years, and I was having a lot of trouble with a copper pipe. You know, if you have that water that's dribbling out, you can't solder right. that together. You know, it
oh,
just
yeah,
won't
it's almost
work.
Impossible.
And I remember this was many, many years ago, and the water, I just couldn't get it. I was, you know, I would take a rag and put over it, and I would blow into it to try to get that water out of there. And this plumber that was working on another part of the project and everything said, "Well, do you have any bread?" And I go, "Are you hungry?" He goes, no, "Get me a little piece of bread." We had some bread somewhere. He took a little piece of, actually a piece of hamburger bun, and he actually pushed it up into the pipe,
yep.
and it dammed up the water. I was able to solder yep. it very easy, and of course, the water is going to, you know, dissolve the bread like that, and I'll always remember that.
So yeah, just take out your aerators yeah. when you flush out the water so the bread won't get hung up in the... Yeah, because the reason, it's not the water so much, but when you put that torch on it, it boils that water and creates steam, and the steam has to escape somewhere, and it escapes through that joint you're trying to solder, and those little, that air, which is uh-huh. the steam, is uh-huh. preventing the solder. I've tried it 100 times, and you're right, something like bread will work, because sometimes it looks bone dry, but somewhere in that right. pipe there's water, it creates steam, and yeah. there's no way to solder that joint.
Yeah, and if you don't solder it right the first time, it is really hard to solder it a second time, having to take yeah. it all apart. Hey, I want to share with you some information if you're considering remodeling your basement. I mean, if your home has an unfinished basement, you might be thinking of converting it into usable living space, maybe a home office, game room, or maybe an extra bedroom or two. And, you know, that's an excellent way to add square footage and increase your home's value, but only if you do it the right way. We've seen a lot of people that have not done it the right way, and what you really have to do is follow requirements of the building code. And, for example, with basements, the most important issue is emergency exits or egress from living space. And the International Building Code defines living space as areas used for living, sleeping, eating, or cooking. So that could be offices, game rooms, bedrooms, home theaters. Now, these openings are extremely important because they allow you to escape safely, and also allows, if you have a fire, for a firefighter with full gear to get in there if there's an emergency. Now, the code requires these spaces to have two forms of egress. So think about this. If you have a basement and you're trying to enclose it, you got to have two forms of, you know, escape route, if you will. The staircase to the main level of the home satisfies one of these requirements, but a second form of egress, such as a window well or basement door, needs to be added to the basement to meet these code requirements. And basement doors are also a great way to meet these egress requirements because they allow allow you to, and also can allow you to move large items in and out of the basement without trekking through the house. You'll appreciate that if you ever have to replace a furnace or move any amount of furniture down in the basement. And window wells help improve the look and comfort of basement living areas while providing the egress. Now, you're able to add daylight and ventilation. Just makes a basement room feel a little larger, warmer, and more inviting. Now, some window wells are even available with built-in terraces that act as steps and can be landscaped with your favorite plants or flowers to give the basement room a view. Think about that, how much nicer that would make that area. So these tips are brought to you by Bilco, the leader in basement access products, and you can learn more how to get the most out of your basement by visiting bilco.com. That's bilco.com. We appreciate our friends at Bilco providing us a great information that'll help you do the right thing if you're remodeling your basement. Coming up, we've got a lot more home improvement information for you, and I'm going to tell you all about how you can win a flush and sparkle kit coming up here on today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Time for Ask the Barn-Eyed Guy with answers to what's bugging you. Let's talk to Dave.
Oh, hi. So I'm really into next-gen tech. Got anything next-gen for grass and weed control?
Oh, you bet. Barn-Eyed Cleanup HE is the next-gen way to kill unwanted weeds and grasses in hours with just one application.
Oh, okay. So what's with the HE?
It's the new high-efficiency formula. With Cleanup HE, 1 gallon treats up to 1,000 square feet. That's a lot more than what you're using now.
That's incredible. Thanks, Barn-Eyed Guy.
Get next-gen grass and weed control with Cleanup HE from Barn-Eyed. Learn more at Barn-Eyed.com.
Ready to make your slippery surfaces safer, indoors and out? Deitch Coatings now brings you TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and I think it's a winner. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com. Sit back and enjoy the fresh air without the bugs, thanks to Wizard Screen Solutions. Wizard retractable screens are the perfect solution for your home that protects you from those pesky insects and conveniently retracts out of sight when not in use. Discreetly designed, Wizard retractable screens is the only product that comes with a lifetime warranty. This is truly the ultimate screen solution for your doors. Visit wizardscreens.com to find your screen solution today. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch.
And welcome back to the show. So glad to be with you today. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini. And, you know, one of the things we like to do here on today's Homeowner Radio is keep you up to date on everything that's happening at Home Depot. And best way to do that is to go in the aisles of Home Depot with our buddy Danny Watson. Danny, I know you're a busy guy right now.
hey, the garden center is very busy. You know, the weather's getting nice, and I think people are getting their outdoor entertaining areas ready for the season.
Well, you know, that has been one of the big things during the pandemic, that people are, you know, they want to get outside as much as possible. Makes you feel a little better, a little healthier there. And starting developing these areas. And a lot of times we talk about here on Today's Homeowner about how you don't have to do it all at one time. You can kind of start the process of creating an outdoor area and then start adding to it. And boy, I'll tell you, some of the key things that you need to create these areas are there at Home Depot. But I'll tell you what the centerpiece always is. You got to have that really nice grill. And it's amazing to me when I'm looking at the grills at Home Depot, the ranges that you're able to go from very simple to very nice. But at some point, everybody walks over and checks out that Traeger grill. That's one of the things that I see so many people embracing these days.
You're right. And that Traeger Pro 575 Wi-Fi pellet grill and smoker, that's probably one of our very best sellers. What's nice about that, it's got that Wi-Fi capability, so you can monitor your food's temperature and adjust the grill, you know, straight from your smartphone. So if you're multitasking, let's say you're back at the kitchen trying to get something else prepared, you can monitor what's happening on the grill, and that really makes things easy. It's got 575 square inches of grilling space. So, you know, that's 16 burgers or 4 racks of ribs, a porcelain grate grill, so it's easy to clean, and an 18-pound hopper. So that means you're not constantly out there refilling those pellets, that flavors that food so well.
Boy, I can't tell you how many times on Facebook and other social media that I see people, you know, full Traeger grill, and they're taking pictures and they're bragging about it. Of course, it makes you makes you hungry when you see all of that. But boy, people, once they get one of those grills, it seems like they are Traeger owners forever.
You're right. And I have one myself, and I got to tell you, it takes the guesswork out of grilling, and it's fantastic food every time. But, you know, we have many grills to choose from at Home Depot, whatever your budget is. You know, Weber, Next Grill, Dynaglow, Char Griller, and whether it's a gas grill or charcoal or smoker, we've got a fantastic lineup, I think, that's going to fit your family's budget and your family's needs.
Man, that's intriguing to a lot of people right now. You really need to get out in the aisles of Home Depot if you're looking at enhancing your outdoor living area, furniture, all kind of accessories to go with it. And to put a little icing on the cake, swing by the garden center and go ahead and pick up some nice bushes that'll really make that area outside really look nice. Well, Danny, thanks so much for being with us again here. And I know you're a busy, busy guy. I look forward to having you back on Today's Homeowner Radio real soon.
Thank you, Danny.
Well, the great thing, Danny, about creating an outdoor living area is that it's a very manageable project as far as how much work you want to put into it and how much money you want to spend. Mm-hmm. Because let's say you already have a patio or a deck and you just want to add on to it, or maybe you want to create something from scratch. You know, you can do it a little at a time, and depending on the products and the project, the size of the project, you know, you can spend a few hundred dollars or several thousand. And you can also add on to it each summer, you know, as your needs change or the budget changes. So, yeah, I think, as we mentioned at the outset of this show, you know, the outdoor living space has become more and more popular with homes all across the country.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you think how you can add some of the wireless speakers out there so that you can have some music. You can,
yep,
you know, put the standalone water features. A lot of different ways that you can.
The heaters to extend the season.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of things there. Hey, let's switch gears a little bit. And I want to share with you a little contest here that you'd be interested in. You know, you probably don't spend a lot of time thinking about your toilet. But this week we're bringing it top of mind because Today's Homeowner has teamed up with our friends at Fluid Master for Toilet Care Week. We're ready to help you get yours in top condition so you can lower your water bills once and for all. Now, we've created a collection of how-to videos, informative articles, and insider tips to help you diagnose and repair any toilet problem that you may have. So you can check it out at todayshomeowner.com/toiletcare now for all the best tips. Now, we also have a great giveaway happening in conjunction with Toilet Care Week. Fluid Master is giving away 60 of their flush and sparkle kits. Now, if you hate cleaning your toilet, you definitely want to get in on this, and you can find out more about that by going to todayshomeowner.com slash giveaway. And I guarantee you right now, Joe Truini is Googling that right now. He's going to todayshomeowner.com/giveaway to find out what is a flush and sparkle kit. You know, it's intriguing.
I'm going to check that out. Yeah, I'm going to check that out. It sounds pretty interesting. And this is so unbelievable because I just wrote an article for Popular Mechanics magazine about how to repair toilets. Like, I think there were like 10 common repairs, and Fluid Master, I recommended Fluid Master for almost every single one of those repairs because they have such a broad product line.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and they're very reasonable, almost no tools needed. Matter of fact, they even have a kit that they have all of the common tools that you need included with that. So a very easy way to diagnose a problem, figure it all out. And, of course, at FluidMaster.com, a lot of videos that you can see on tackling a lot of those real common scenarios. Hey, coming up, we're going to have the opportunity to hear a new simple solution from my buddy Joe Truini. You're going to want to listen to this one. You don't need to go anywhere. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio, and we'll be right back.
This spring, there's an outside chance you're ready for some outside projects and 100% chance of saving at the Home Depot. Right now, stock up on 5 bags of Earth Grow or Vigoro mulch for only $10. Plus, with great low prices and free delivery on your favorite spring projects, you'll save in-store, online, store-wide. Bring on spring. The Spring Savings Event, now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limit 75 per customer. Color selection varies by store. While supplies last, Continental U.S. only.
Chelsea here. When I'm not on Today's Homeowner TV or radio shows, I'm sharing projects, how-to DIY tips, and other home inspiration over on my blog at checkingwithchelsea.com. Be sure to stop by, sign up for my newsletter, and watch my latest episode to get home improvement information with a Chelsea twist. I don't spare any details, so you'll know how to take a project from zero to completion and hopefully enjoy the process. See you soon over at checkingwithchelsea.com. Brought to you by Tite Bond.
Time for Ask the Bond-Eyed Guy with answers to what's bugging you. Let's talk to Dave.
Oh, hi. So I'm really into next-gen tech. Got anything next-gen for grass and weed control?
Oh, you bet. Bond-Eyed Cleanup HE is the next-gen way to kill unwanted weeds and grasses in hours with just one application.
Oh, okay. So what's with the HE?
It's the new high-efficiency formula. With Cleanup HE, 1 gallon treats up to 1,000 square feet. That's a lot more than what you're using now.
That's incredible. Thanks, Bond-Eyed Guy.
Get next-gen grass and weed control with Cleanup HE from Bond-Eyed. Learn more at Bond-Eyed.com.
Thankfully, spring is on the way. Warmer temperatures, trees blooming, and a whole new list of projects to tackle around the house. Whatever your springtime project, look to Titebond for the help you need to get it done. Titebond has everything from trusted wood glues to reliable sealants to an entire lineup of construction adhesives. So this spring, trust what the pros choose. Trust Titebond for glues, sealants, and adhesives. For more information, visit Titebond.com or see them on Facebook.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Tite Bond, the pro's advantage.
Hey, wanted to remind you about a brand new subsection on todayshomeowner.com brought to you by the Metal Roofing Alliance. You know, there's so many questions about metal roofing, and you can find at todayshomeowner.com/metal roofing all kinds of information. You'll get great information and inspiration if you're considering a metal roof for your home, because metal roofs, again, they're so popular these days, and they're one of the best investments you could make to boost your home's value. So this is completely free now. So head on over to todayshomeowner.com/metal roofing to find out more. Right now, we're going to shift gears and go right to our simple solution segment with my buddy, Joe Truini.
All right, Danny, I was recently running a new electrical line from the main electrical panel across my basement ceiling and up into the kitchen. I was putting in a new outlet for the microwave oven. And so I had to drill through, I don't know, maybe 10 or 12 floor joists in order to run this Romex cable. And you know, it's a 5/8 inch diameter hole. I'm using a spade bit, so it's removing all the wood. And you'd be surprised, like one hole creates a lot of dust. And I'm moving across the whole basement. And if I didn't have a way to capture dust, it'd be dust that, first of all, it's falling on you as you're drilling the hole. Plus, there'd be dust all over the basement. Have to come by and try to clean up. So I came up with this idea. I'm not sure how I thought of it, but I saw laying off to the side an umbrella. one of those small compact umbrellas that folds up, you can almost like you can put in your glove compartment in your car or something like that.
Oh yeah.
So I opened it up, I extended the handle, but not the whole way. So I could hold it relatively close to the ceiling. And I just held it up, drilled the hole, and all the dust fell into the umbrella. And I would drill maybe 5 or 6 holes, then I'd take the umbrella outside and empty it out. And the reason I did that is because I was concerned if I drilled like 10 holes, then I dropped it, I'd have 10 holes worth of dust all over the place. Or every 3 or 4 holes, I'd empty it out. It worked amazingly well. I didn't have to clean up one bit of dust after drilling, you know, like I said, 10 or 12 holes. And it's just using the umbrella.
That sounds great. I can envision that. But you must not be superstitious, because isn't it something about opening a umbrella inside?
Maybe because it's upside down, I'm catching all the good luck. Do you ever think of that?
Oh, wow. Boy,
well, I'm going to try it. And by the way, the reason I was doing this all in the first place is I hated having my microwave oven flipping that breaker every time, like the compressor of the refrigerator kicked on,
someone
put in the toaster oven on or whatever. So I said, forget it. You know, so I just cut out the tile in the backsplash behind the microwave oven, drilled a hole in the basement, ran a new cable all the way. Then I had an electrician come, of course, and do all the final hookups at the electrical panel. And by the way, that's a great way to save money. He was there for maybe 30 minutes instead of 4 hours.
Right. Doing
labor. I always do all the rough wiring, yeah.
Good idea. Great idea. And another great simple solution. And we always remind you, you can drop by todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions to be able to view over 500 of these. And Joe, maybe we'll get around to creating that book we've talked about.
What's that?
Maybe about the best of the simple solutions and, you know, have
Danny,
some great...
Danny Lipford's simple
Danny
solutions.
Lipford's visions that he had while driving down a dusty road. Yeah, that's what we'll do. So
that would be a great book. I even thought about we should on the radio just do like maybe at the end of the year my 10 favorite, I guess we do it anytime, my 10 favorite simple solutions or something. Right?
I think we'll try that because everybody certainly loves those. And we love being able to have Joe bring you one each and every hour here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Well, that'll wrap up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. If you're listening to a station that does not carry the second hour, hey, no worries. Head over to todayshomeowner.com/radio so that you don't miss a thing. And don't forget about the podcast. todayshomeowner.com/podcast will tell you all about it. You can download it wherever you download your other podcast. I'm Danny Lippert along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.